Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Jody. May I please have the zip code on the account you've called in about today?
Oh, yes. It's 01844.
Thank you. Your first and last name, please.
Joanna Marenki.
All right. Thank you. And please verify your shipping address.
Okay. It's 6 Sandwood Lane, Methuen, Mass. I was just wondering, what is it? I'm sorry, you know, I never got a review of, I just completed, but what is it that it should be in shipped? I thought it was the vacuum cleaner.
All right, so this account is for a meal planning app. It may have been in part for a sweepstakes winning of that vacuum. So this meal plan, go ahead.
I'm sorry. See, that's not what they mentioned. I do not need a meal plan. I just thought it was. It just said, you know, you do the survey, and it said you qualify for this and that, and I chose the whatever it was. And then now it says it's a meal. I do not need a meal plan. Can you please cancel that?
All right. Well, it offers you meal plans and recipe guides to help you eat better and feel better. I can offer you this at $20 a month. Would you like to take advantage of that?
No, please. This is misinformed. This isn't right. No,
I can't.
I just thought it was the shipping charges. And that's the thing. When I went to complete order, it does not give you, you know, what it is, you know, like how much it is, what's this. I never even read anything about a meal plan.
Yes, ma'am. I've canceled the account effective immediately. This will prevent any future charges. Whenever you're ready, I have a cancellation number for you.
That would be great. Yeah, this was very misinformed. You know, that's not right. I knew I had a funny feeling.
Right.
And I usually don't do, but I just thought it was for the shipping charges.
Okay. So it is in the terms and conditions when agreeing to participate, but I have you canceled. I've also voided that charge of $59.89, so you should see those funds back, or that charge will actually void or disappear in 3 to 5 business days. And whenever you're ready, I have the cancellation number for you.
Yes. I'm just trying to find my notepad, because I don't want to lose it. Okay. I'm sorry. I'm going in for a minor surgery, so I don't want to miss this up either.
Yes,
okay,
ma'am.
What is the number, please?
C as in cancel.
Yes.
920.
920.
Yes. 479.
Okay.
393. 393. That's it. Yes, ma'am. Have you all canceled?
Wait, I'm missing a number. It's 920-479-393.
Yes, that's the cancellation number. I've already canceled the account.
Cancellation number.
Confirmation.
Ma'am. Confirmation.
All right. Well, is there anything else I can help you with?
No, I just need a phone number maybe if just in case. What number would I call if there's an issue?
Yeah, you can call for this service. Is that what you mean?
Yes, just in case, you know, I do not get any receipt on my credit card and I need to speak to someone again.
Okay.
That if it wasn't canceled or anything, what number would I call?
Call 877-646.
Okay.
2263.
This is the number that I just dialed then.
Okay, yes, ma'am.
Oh, okay, so this will be removed as of now, right?
Right. I've canceled, I've voided the charge, but it may take 3 to 5 business days for you to see it disappear from your statement.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's fine. As long as I'm not going to be receiving anything, please.
That's correct. Yes, ma'am.
Because nobody's going to be here, okay?
Yes, ma'am. All right. Well, thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day.
I thank you very much. And yes, they should mention what actually your filling in for, not just for the whatever they offer you. I appreciate it. They should make a note of that. All right, thank you so much. I really appreciate your help, and I wish you the best.
Thank you for calling customer support. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.